Well, the situation that CTV came out with was 10% will probably close down permanently. Another 30% were in what we would call dire straits. We have never discussed in Dryden that we'll be closing down. We've got some issues, absolutely, and we're working as quickly and as the best that we can in order to keep things going. We have an expense of roughly $3,000 a month for an empty building sitting there. And as you're aware, I'm sure, with organizations, we look at the beginning of the year, we go by the number of events we're having for that year and budget to that, and it hurts a whole bunch when the tap gets turned off. You know, the silent enemy just got the best of us on this one, and we'll have to work through it.
Now, do you think government should come through with some funding supports?
I think they should, and the reason why is because, I mean, the Legion is different in a lot of ways. We've got a strong mandate to make sure that we recognize, remember, and assist all our vets, and this has been going on for almost 100 years. We've got a mandate that if we've got extra dollars or whatever, we put it back into the community. We want to have comradeship, and the money we put back into the community mainly is for seniors and for children. So I think we're doing our end of it there. I'm not looking for the government to run the Dryden branch, you know, for infinity or whatever the case might be. But it would certainly be nice to have something in our pocket that when we go back, whenever that may be, and with what kind of restrictions we're going to have on us, is it going to be a 30%, a 50%? Those all come into play of whether we can manage the Legion or whether we can't manage the Legion. I think each branch is going to be a little bit different. But Legions, as a rule, do not save money for rainy days. We usually run off the cuff, month by month type of thing, or at least year by year, for sure. Again, I think it's important that the government works with us. There's ways to do it. We can have some easements. We can have some spending differences. That Legion has the money for that's earmarked for elsewhere. But realistically, you know, in this town, I'm very, very optimistic because the citizens have always banded around us. And, I think that we're looking at we'll be open when we can. We've done some renovations inside with the break, but that money was already committed before before COVID. And there's some mild surprises when you go in.